Some guards of the La Dadekutupon Municipal Assembly are in the news for clamping and impounding vehicles that park at some bus stops on the N1 highway linking the Tema motorway. What is more worrying is that motorists who are caught in the web of parking at these unapproved bus stops are made to pay sport fines but are given receipts less than the amount paid. Our correspondent Micah Tulevo was a victim to this fraud and narrates his ordeal to Abraham Donko.
What actually happened is that on Wednesday, that's the 7th of April, around 4:30 p.m., I'm from East Legon going towards Tema. So I have to climb at the junction on the Tetepati interchange. So I came up onto the motorway where I have to wait for a friend to join my car before we go. And journey on this highway that is stretching from the N1H1 onto Tema motorway, the only bus stop I could see is near the Accra Mall, where there's official bus stop. So I branched and stopped over there at the bus stop. Go down to release in a gutter. Here I climb onto the vehicle. I saw these guys coming by. So I don't know what they are doing, not knowing they just come down to cramp my car. First of all, they said I have stopped at the bus stop. You see, that's something that I don't understand. And I wondered, on this highway, all through Tema, there's no other bus stop than the bus stop. So if I have to stop and pick a friend, where else can I stop if not the bus stop? This gentleman did not understand. There were three in number. One called Red. He seems to be their senior. So he's instructing they should come by car. The other two were hesitant. So when the Red turned his back, the other two said they themselves couldn't understand it. So they gave me a number. That is their most senior number. I thought I should call him. I called him earlier. He seems to be busy, so he couldn't talk to me. In my second call, he was not picking. The red guy came back and very insisted that he had come my car. So I have to go to the office. And just then, the friend I'm about to wait for us to get arrived. He refused to give my friend to join my car. That this guy to join my car. And that's the office. And this, as I'm saying, is the N1H1 highway that ran onto the motorway. So there's no return onto the Accra Mall Inter Road. But this guy, I sat in the car, hijacked me and forced me to use the one-way route on the highway to reverse onto the Sinter Road, putting so much risk into the all good business, my vehicle, and even myself to reverse on this highly dangerous route onto the Sinter Road. When I got to the office, they brought me a paper that is my fine. That I have to pay Ghana City. I start to pay this money. But when I give them, I have to pay Ghana City. They issue me a receipt of 100 Ghana City. So when I'm about to get in the car, I'm just trying to check my receipt. And when I behold, it was 100 Ghana City that was issued. I have to go back, argue before the full receipt of 150 Ghana City issued to me. And I was wondering, if I'm illiterate or someone cannot read, then what might even happen to the PCC that they call a fine?
So, Micah, did you make any complaint to any senior person around at the time?
Yeah, their senior person is the one they say I should call two or so because the other two guys could not agree with what their senior man was doing to me. But when I called him, he refused to speak. When I got to the office there, they said he's the only one I should call. So when I called the number again, he just said I should go and pay them.
Which of the assemblies is in contention now?
This is La Dadekutupon. That is what they wrote on the receipt. La Dadekutupon Municipal Assembly. And even where they arrested me, I doubt they are released over there.